This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I covered most of the news today, but there's a lot of important stuff I didn't get to. I may shoot a special report just for the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, because of it. You know, Gerald has been on the show for, I don't know, about 10, 11, now about 12 years. He's been on the show since about 2003 or 4. And he's never really gotten too worried about the whole balkanization, racial divide. But you heard him up in Kingston, New York. Yeah, I mean, it's happening all over the country. Because you're white, you get chanted at, you get yelled at, you get people saying things to you. I experienced a little bit of this in the 80s in Dallas, but now I've experienced it in East Austin, and I've been living here 24 years, and it's just bizarre. It's really bad, but it's because mainstream media that has credibility with Democrats especially is saying that white people are sneaking around out to get you and they hate you and they're the reason you don't have jobs, and again, some old random white person or some kid is out to get you, while a bunch of offshore banks loot us and overthrow countries and kill people, and it's classic divide and conquer. And I look at how they make it this big victory to dig up Confederate generals. I mean, I don't care if you do that, but the point is you think you're having this big victory. Black Lives Matter activists wipe their butts with Confederate flag. Group waves communist flags during confrontation. The photos and news articles are linked in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. And I'm going to show some of this. Viewer discretion advised. We're going to scroll down. People basically have American flags crammed in their rear ends, flipping people off, and it only degrades them. But I guess this is a new movement to cram American flags up your rear end. And I'm sorry to talk about this, but it's a medical mental illness issue, in my opinion. And always a bunch of white liberal commies waving the red flags with black people marching with them. I mean, it's just despicable. It's so stupid. And then, yeah, you got some white sorority. It's not officially white, but it's all a bunch of rich white girls. I bet if you're poor, you're not invited. I'm not knocking the sorority. That's just how they are. There's some elite sorority of richy rich daughters. Two white sorority videos slammed for being racially homogeneous. So you can have a Hispanic group, black groups, or you can have their fraternities, but if a group looks like it's almost completely white, why it's evil. And that's a double standard that's wrong, but it's all part of this balkanization. The University of Alabama sorority recruitment video was slammed as being racially homogeneous and objectifying women because it features a number of attractive, thin, white girls. The video shows a group of mostly white women partying and dancing to promote the Alpha Pi, who are based in the particular campus. However, the clip set up a firestorm of criticism from AL.com writer A.L. Bailey, asserting that the video was worse for women than Donald Trump. It's also racially and aesthetically homogeneous and forced. So hyper-feminine, so reductive, so objectifying, and so Stepford wife. I don't know if it was a group of hot Hispanic women or black women dancing around the house. It doesn't look too objectifying to me. It looks like a bunch of girls having fun. By the way, all the really successful women are like that, and then they also wear suits and are successful in other ways, but they get the power of feminism, of true femininity. Feminism itself is a fake projection onto women to destroy their power. And it's disgusting. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. I mean, the media says it's great to stick American flags in the crack of your pants and act like an idiot, because it's, you know, straight out of Mac Daddyville, when that's not even black culture. Blacks were some of the most sharp-dressed people 50, 60 years ago in this country. Now MTV takes a particular punk-type dress from prisons, meaning that you're the sex slave. They put it out, and all the white kids I see, a lot of them seem to think it's fun to have their pants hanging around their ankles. or, you know, hanging down over their butts. And all that means is you're a punk. I mean, it's all a sick joke. And you see these young people, and I'm like, man, why are you dressed like a punk?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining me, my friends. Thank you for joining us here at InfoWars, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. We'll be here for the next 3 hours, broadcasting worldwide, as we are Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central as well. Details at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me mention just some of the big news we're going to be covering today, some of the guests that are coming up, and then I will plow into the latest on Donald Trump and how serious the situation is getting for the establishment. My gut tells me not to completely trust Donald Trump, but also not to completely judge him and say that he's an operative completely. And now I've moved from 50-50 on Trump to 60-40. Towards him. Because what he's doing is hurting the establishment. And I can see all the angles of how he ends up helping Hillary. In fact, we have a piece Paul Watson did last week for InfoWars Nightly News. I never aired on the radio. I want to play that with his perspective on how Trump's bad at the bottom of the hour. But then I'm going to go over why Trump may be good. And I want to be clear, I'm not endorsing Donald Trump. I'm simply just not going to be the ultimate cynic, ultimate critic. I'm going to wait until he sells people out, and then not just myself, but tens of millions of others are going to make sure he's politically and financially punished. And Trump's not stupid. That's why I've looked at every angle, and something big's going on here, and it's beyond Trump. That's coming up. Now, let's get to the most important news that's bigger than this country, bigger than Donald Trump, bigger than this election. This is the London Telegraph. This is not InfoWars, but they're saying exactly what we're saying after we've been saying it. Doomsday clock for global market crash strikes 1 minute to midnight as central banks lose control. That's coming up. That's on InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul, Fed may need hike because everything is vulnerable. China's move to devalue its currency roiled the markets last week and stoked new fears about the health of the world's third largest economy. China has the second largest economy. Did you know that the U.S. no longer has any strategic grain reserves at all? Yeah, and the food banks are running out of food. And I mean, at a record level. You got 100 million people on food assistance. 100 million. It's like 101 mil. Right at 46 to 49, depending on the month, on direct digital food stamp. Greek government on its last legs while Angela Merkel faces growing rebellion in Berlin. Deep wounds within the ruling party are growing. This quiet in Berlin threatened to derail political support before the new $86 billion Greek rescue is secured. You mean the next banker's snack that they admit won't even get them out of debt. So that's some of the news on that front. Hundreds of casualties in air raids on Syrian market, and the media is demonizing the Syrian government, saying, how dare they? It looks like a bunch of civilians got killed because Al-Qaeda, ISIS, as they always do, base their head base in the city they've taken over. This is admitted in the middle of the market because there's buildings within the market. Syria has now turned the tide against the rebels 2 years ago. Now they've had the tide turned against them. The rebels hold more than 60% of the country. They're taking major towns and cities every week. Russia is basically starting to withdraw support from Syria. It looks like it's going to fall to Al-Qaeda. And they are going to murder every Christian and Jew they get their hands on. And then you'll hear our media go, gee, Syria's so failed. They're killing everyone. It's so sad. Just like Libya. So the UN condemns Syrian market attack as witnesses tell of corpses everywhere. The United States was attacked by Japan and 4 years later dropped two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You can question that in hindsight, but the United States was fighting for its life at one point. And so morally, historically, we probably went overboard, but you can still say it doesn't matter. We didn't start the fight. It's like if some guy starts a fight with you and you fight back and he falls down and hits his head on the pavement, goes into a coma and dies from a subdermal hematoma. They might even take you to jail for it. But the grand jury says no indictment because the witnesses come in and say, Mr. Smith attacked Mr. Johnson. Or Mr. Jones attacked Mr. Sanchez. Syria's fighting for its life. Al-Qaeda bases itself in the middle of civilian areas. Syria's not been targeting civilians, but now they're fighting for their life. They've got to take out Al-Qaeda. And these towns and cities that have markets and let Al-Qaeda sit there and be based in their town? I mean, what do you expect to happen? Because here's the deal. Syria is fighting for its life, and this could go on for a couple more years. It's over 350,000 people now dead, almost all of them killed by the al-Qaeda forces. And our media is just really getting off on demonizing Syria right now. And I'm sad for the civilians that are dead, but Syria didn't start this. Where's the media when al-Qaeda and ISIS, the first 3-4 years, was doing this? They wouldn't even cover it. They called them the wonderful rebels, and John McCain went and met with them. The main new group that the U.S. just spent a year training, 10,000-plus troops, just swore allegiance to ISIS and al-Nusra last Friday. Kurt Nemo wrote about it. It was in Reuters as well, but it's at InfoWars.com. Where is the coverage of that? They kill hundreds of thousands of people. They rape and murder women. They rape women to death. How do you do that? They'll have like 300 guys rape and beat a woman. It was in the news just this weekend how they rape women to death until they die. In fact, just type ISIS rapes woman to death. And they don't even do it for the sex. They do it to torture. What a bunch of weird freaks. Rape's bad enough, but my goodness. Hundreds of men keeping a woman up for 3-4 days, beating her and raping her to death. Tyler Mueller was raped by ISIS leader before her death, say officials, London Guardian. She's not even the one I'm talking about. There was another one I saw where they raped her to death. And nothing's going to be done about that. I mean, Jeb Bush is saying bomb Assad to stop ISIS. What? Trump's come out against him saying he's a puppet. We're going to get to all that. Apollo 14 astronaut claims peace-loving aliens prevented nuclear war on Earth. Edgar Mitchell says flying saucers followed their ships on the moon. That was kept classified for decades, but Australian radio technicians were able to pick it up. That's how we have the recordings. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, folks. I don't even get into it, but we're going to be covering that. Inflatable space elevator invented by scientists. That's really important. New report, massive immigration surge from Mexico taking place. Two white sorority videos slammed for being racially homogeneous. Just, you know, it's bad if you happen to be a predominantly white fraternity. Well, why are there totally black fraternities, totally Hispanic fraternities? I mean, I'm going to do a piece where I'm going to go out to some of these black bars in East Austin. I'm going to walk in with a camera. I'm not kidding. If I have the time, I'll do it. Or my reporters ought to. I'm not scared to do it. Folks will laugh and think it's funny. But I'm going to go into a totally black bar. There's a whole bunch of them in East Austin. I'm going to walk in and go, why is this so black? They're going to say, excuse me? I'm going to say, oh, man, it's a joke. I'm doing a piece. Like, oh, Alex Jones. Watch. I think I'm going to do it. And I'll be, oh, I'm just in here filming for a show. What do you think about this? And I'll sit back and have a beer. The point is that it's not racist that if you grow up around a bunch of people, and that's what you're used to, that's what you do. They got Japanese fraternities. There's not Chinese in them. They're Japanese. They got Chinese fraternities. There's not Mexicans in them. Because it's the culture. It's what it is. It's that if you hate other people and then don't want to work with them, that's racist. But we're going to get to that. It's all coming up. Now, briefly before we go to break here, we got Prostagard, a large shipment back in. It is the strongest, most concentrated, with 10 ingredients. Saw palmetto, the government admits, is an alternative treatment for prostate problems. They admit in double-blind studies it's better than a lot of the drugs out there. We have concentrated organic saw palmetto, but then 9 other ingredients known to supercharge it. It doesn't just help the prostate. It's available. It is, again, half the price of the leading competitor. Just look it up for yourself. It's $19.95. It's super strong. I take it every day, and it just really makes life a lot better. Not that I had any problem with my prostate, but at 40-something, you know, I'm not going to get into it. Everybody knows what the prostate does. You want to supercharge it and a lot of other stuff. From my experience, Prostagard is for you. The reviews are there on the page, third-party reviews. Here's JB for Liberty. This is a fantastic supplement for the prostate. I began taking this every morning. That took 2 to 3 weeks, but after that, I really began feeling the effects. My consistent feeling of urination throughout the night went away. That's from swelling in it, and I feel great. I mixed the supplement in with several other items, such as Supernova Vitality and Nascent Iodine, and are wonderful and truly help my body regulate and feeling healthier. JB for Liberty, Los Angeles, California, on FrostiGuard at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And the last bottles of Brain Force are about to sell out. Incredible brain, Bill. Experience it and support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. So coming up, two white sorority videos slammed for being racially homogeneous. So have you ever seen a rap video with nothing but black people in it, or you ever see a Hispanic group of people out of the park, go up and say, why are you so racist? Why are there 300 Hispanic people at this park barbecuing. Where are the black people? Where are the white people? Racist, racist, racist. Now, what's racist is implying that being white or being black or being Hispanic is inherently bad. And the feminist group that's complaining about this doesn't like it because it's a bunch of really good-looking women. And as we know, modern feminists, for whatever reason, they have international studies out, are three times fatter and on beauty scales much lower. And it turns out they want to dominate women and tell women what to do. And I'm not against lesbians or anything, but let's face it, predominantly a lot of hardcore feminists are lesbians who just want to pimp women. And hey, more power to them. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but I am impressed by some of the dog ugly women I see wearing, you know, blue jeans, and they got a chain on their wallet, short haircut, and they're dressing down their hot blonde girlfriend, you know, who's got her nails done just right, looks like Marilyn Monroe. And I hear about the police reports where you got the lesbians beating up their girlfriends and their wives. I mean, you'll see like some giant, you know, fat woman with tattoos everywhere. She's got a girlfriend, looks like she's going to be the centerfold next week's Playboy. And that's just how they roll. And the women bow down and they follow their daddy. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what this is really all about. And, of course, Gloria Steinem also tells you that you shouldn't have any kids, but she's got a whole bunch of them. So a lot of them are just traditional women as well. They just want to tell women what to do. That's a big market. Not me. I just want to empower women. I got two daughters. And, you know, that's why they're starting to take martial arts and learn how to shoot. And I'm teaching them, you know, that if somebody attacks them, how to kick them in the groin. And they're learning how to defend themselves. And that's something feminists wouldn't do because they want women domesticated and families broken up so that woman can be alone at 45 and can't have kids and doesn't have a man around so they can be comfortably euthanized at 65. And that's the actuaried plan. So we're going to get into that coming up. But you got to admit, it's a great con game. It's a great confidence game by Hillary and all the rest of her types that they are the men now. And they dress like men. They talk like men. They've taught men to be subservient, act like little boys. And they get all the girls. Hillary gets all the girls for herself. And she should be proud of that. I mean, you think these Mac Daddy rapper guys got a bunch of girls in their videos? Hillary's got it for real. Rolling in the crib. She got the drugs, everything. Party time, baby. And Bill likes the girls, too. They got Larry Nichols coming on to tell us all about it, former Clinton insider. Even the New York Times admits that's who Clinton worries about at night. We're talking about the fall of Hillary Clinton and Bill coming up. It looks like it might be happening. But speaking of the devil, let's go to this clip of Hillary talking about how Vladimir Putin is like the guy from House of Cards. Now, Vladimir Putin's former KGB and a tough guy and reportedly was an assassin. But he rules by straight shooting and has an 87% approval rating. He's a strong man publicly. House of Cards guy is a manipulating crook who acts like a sweet, non-threatening person. That's you, Hillary. So here she is saying Putin is House of Cards. You talk about distorting reality. Here it is.
Finally, just let me quickly say Putin and Russia. Troubling. How many of you have seen the last season of House of Cards? I mean, he's a lot taller than Putin, but the actor playing him, based on my experience negotiating with and being with Putin, is right on the money. It's really quite remarkable.
This woman is working with Soros with $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine, did that. They're attacking Russia. They're trying to bankrupt Russia, which will then hurt Europe and hurt the U.S. She's a total crook, a lying fraud. And then she says Putin operates like that? Putin operates the opposite, a classic Russian strongman. Straight shooting. But he will not sit there and sell his country out. And so Hillary hates his guts. She's the gangster, making jokes about disappearing her emails, making jokes about she came to Libya and Gaddafi died, if it will cue that up. That's House of Cards crap. I mean, basically, House of Cards is based on a Democrat, based on the Clintons. So it's just a sick joke. And everybody knows in Hollywood that's based on the Clintons. A Southern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Faithful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is you.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Thank you for joining us. And I'll say this, words are very unnecessary when we take calls later. Please don't thank me. I want to thank all of you, the listeners and viewers, and the supporters of every race, color, creed around this world that make this transmission possible. We're all on the same team, Team Humanity. Thank you so much for your support. I want to get into the huge economic news that continues to get more dire. And a lot of people say, oh, be confident, that'll fix things. That's what's maneuvered us into this position. They're There are ways to turn our economies back on, cut taxes and cut government spending. And there will be some pain, but if we don't, it'll be much worse. Historical mathematics, common sense, it all says it. There's no debate. And we're coming to the end of the line. Who does that song, Tom Petty? At the end of the line. At the end of the line. We're going to play that coming up at the start of the next segment. Because we're coming to the end of the line, and I want there to be something decent at the end of the line. The line we're going down here on this train goes to a very bad place. There's a few spurs. There's a few other switch points where we could go somewhere else coming up. But already earlier turns that were a lot better, we've gone past those. And in the future, the train only goes forward. So we've got to exit here quick. We got to pick the right exit. And so that's why I'm getting in to the problems, is not to scare people, but to admit the problems we have so we can do something about them. So many people criticize this broadcast saying, man, it's just gloom and doom. It's so negative. He just wants to scare you. And I guess it really is a fundamental difference in philosophies. Because if my house is being robbed and my neighbor's across the street while I'm asleep and sees the person breaking in my back door, and my neighbor calls up and says, hey, Alex, looks like somebody's breaking in your back door. I've called 911. Well, thank you, Bill. And I'm going to grab my handgun out of the instant access safe I have, and I'm going to then proceed to the stairway, and I'm going to wait till that person tries to come up, and I'm going to shoot him. And it's not because I'm afraid. It's just, it's an instinct that I've got to take action to defend my family. And I'm not mad at my neighbor if they call and tell me the bad news. So many times in my life I've had crew members, great people, that didn't want to tell me about something bad that had happened. And over the years I've gotten folks to stop doing that, or some of the people aren't here anymore who would keep things from me. I'm not one of these people that doesn't want to know the bad news. I want to know the whole of the truth and make preparation for it, to quote Patrick Henry. Exposing the FEMA camps, and that the fact that they're clandestinely setting them up, is what will stop them being able to roll it out. Exposing the scariness that they admit they put fluoride in the water to lower fertility and dumb us down, that's what's getting them to remove it. Exposing the fact that under black budget programs, trillions have been siphoned off to build a parallel government. That isn't to make people think it's invincible and above the law and we can't defeat it. It's to point out it's illegitimate, to bring it down. And that's what history shows happens. The elite don't want to talk about these negative things that they're doing because they want to keep us in the dark. I mean, this is all elementary. Just like politicians are told by the media and the pundits, don't get aggressive, don't be confident, don't attack your enemies, be nice, be milquetoast, have the nicest hair and the nicest tie. You know, that's not really what people are looking for. They love Donald Trump with a baseball cap on and no tie. They love the fact that he doesn't apologize. They love the fact that he is arrogant. Because they're sick of beady-eyed people like John Boehner and Obama up there BSing people. Now, before I get into the economic news and all the rest of it in detail, and before Larry Nichols, the big Clinton insider, joins us to get into what could be the fall of Hillary Clinton that we've been praying for and why that's so important, and before Gerald Celente joins us on the world economic markets, we're going to take calls as well. I wanted to get more into Trump. I've talked about Trump's background, the casinos, the giving to both parties, the fact that I don't trust him completely, that doesn't mean I'm demonizing him. Because saying the things he's saying are true, and they're important debates he's triggering. The mainstream media clearly attacked him to build him up or to destroy him. I'm not sure which. It's backfired. They tried to have the Republicans and the Democrats destroy him. People are supporting him out of a protest vote. By the way, did you guys get Watson's clip? I want to play that coming up. His analysis on Trump. I sent it this morning. Yeah, we're going to play that coming up here in a few minutes. But also, there's something called separation of powers. And that is, we have three branches of government, knowing powerful personalities would end up battling with each other, and that there would be territorial issues. That's why we have jurisdictions, so that you don't get one power that takes over everything. It's like firewalls in a building, or bulkheads in a ship to stop water or fire. National sovereignty, states, counties, cities. This divides things up so we don't get one gang, one road warrior group led by the man on the white horse, humongous, to come in and say, just give me the gas, we spare your lives. There's been too much pain. Just leave the gas, that big fat hog of a truck, and go, we spare your lives. He sounds like a reasonable man. I'm going out there. You go out there and you get killed. That's why we have our own divide and conquer against the elites. They use it against us to keep us from getting together. But we use divide and conquer against them. And Trump might really want to be president. Trump makes his money off of a fat economy, off of service. He's service-based predominantly. And so he sees his profits going down. He thinks he could do a better job. It's good that he's a narcissist. This attack on narcissism, there's different types of it, I know. There's narcissistic rage and things like that that are real problems. But just to say that somebody, a leader, is confident and wants to build something, that message, whether he means it or not, is a true message in that the truth lives in its own statement. It doesn't even matter if a liar says it. And I'm not saying Trump's a liar. And so you've got Hillary floundering around, and you've got Trump piling on, and that was the final signal when he said she's basically a criminal, she should step down on Meet the Press, and told CNN she's got a big problem, it's criminal probe. Now Bob Woodward has come out and said that it reminds him of the Nixon tapes, and there's video of that we're going to be playing coming up in the next segment. And now there's a second server we learn about. And now Trump goes even further ahead in the polls in states where he wasn't number one. That's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. But let's go through the real arrogance of Hillary. I just played her, you know, basically saying that Putin is worse than Frank Underwood in House of Cards, when that character is pretty much based on Bill Clinton and Hillary, the team. I mean, that's admitted by the writers. So that's the arrogance, inverting reality yet again. Here's Hillary on her servers and on Snapchat. Again, here's her arrogance on that front.
So I am delighted to be here with you and with my fellow candidates. And I know that people across the country are following us on social media as well. By the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
And look at the arrogance. If you're not watching us on TV, the free feed is at Infowars.com/show. Add some depth to the radio. It just augments it. And she just has a Joker-esque face. I mean, she looks more Jokerish than Jack Nicholson in Batman. She's a scary witch. Her actions are a creepy freak. Now, here's Trump on one of the Sunday news shows talking to a Clinton operative. And, you know, here they are discussing it. There's a whole bunch of these clips up on Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. And I don't even know which one to start with here, but let's just go ahead and go to him breaking this down.
Republican, why is it so hard?
Because I'm not prepared to close that door yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if someday in the not-too-distant future it happens. They're treating me very well. I just want to be treated fairly. And, you know, I'm a person that believes in leverage. I'm a natural business person.
Yeah.
I believe in leverage. I would say that it's highly unlikely that I would do that, but I just don't want to close that door yet. I'm running as a Republican. I'm leading as a Republican. I will win. I think I'm going to get the nomination, and if I get the nomination, I think I'll be president, and if I'm president, we're going to have a great country, and then we will really have better than Reagan, better than anybody. We will make America great again. That's what it's all about.
What do you tell conservatives who say you and the Clintons are in cahoots?
Well, it's totally false. First of all, nobody's been tougher on Hillary Clinton than me, and when Bill Clinton called me, I had already made up my decision, you know, just so you understand.
Right.
He called me long after I had made a decision, and everyone knew I was running, so it wasn't like that. And I think he's very disappointed that I'm running, because I'm the one person that's going to beat her. Now, I think she may not be able to run, to be honest, because this whole email thing is a horrible thing. General Petraeus, his life has been destroyed, and he did 5% of what she did. So, assuming she's able to run, which would be absolutely, to me, a miracle at this point, I will beat her. And I don't see the other people that are running against me currently.
You regularly call her the worst Secretary of State.
I think she's Secretary of State in the history of our country. Look what happened.
Begs the question, I'm a history buff, who was the worst before her then in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you who's the worst after her. Kerry. Because
right,
of what, I mean.
Who do you believe is the worst
before
her? I
don't want to get into names.
Well, no,
I'm insulting, Chuck. I'm insulting.
Now, here's the next clip where he tells CNN, the audio's not that clear, but he tells CNN, this happened, what, last Friday, that she's got a big problem, and it doesn't matter if Republicans are trying to score political points, because it is what it is. Well, the Republicans, Boehner and others, aren't doing anything on this. They've been protecting the Clintons that run the Obama White House and allowing them to power grab and giving them political cover on the borders, on war, on funding ISIS, on all of it. Obamacare. You know, I want to hear Trump say he wants to repeal Obamacare. I know he wants to cut taxes by 40%. And again, regardless, talking about these issues injects him out there, makes the other candidates talk about it. If he doesn't run third party, and if he stays in, he can really win. And I guess we're all going to find out whether he's for real or not. Here's the next clip. With Trump on CNN. And then we'll continue here with the transmission today.
She said her emails are not. It's a partisan concern. Is she wrong about that?
Criminal problem. It's going to be a very serious problem. It's going to be about as serious as it gets. You look at General Petraeus, and he was destroyed over a much lesser event. So I think she's got a very big problem.
But those emails were marked classified, hers were not.
Well, I think some of hers were. It seemed like they took a lot of markings up. I mean, somebody's got a big problem, but it looks like it's him.
Any worry Republicans could overplay their hand on this email controversy?
That is what it is. It was a terrible thing she did. That's the way we're doing it. There's no reason to do it. And she's got a big problem. Have you talked to Bill Clinton?
She's got a big problem. And it doesn't matter because she did it, and that's the end of it. And then her response is to be arrogant and make jokes about things disappearing off servers. When they've done that with Fast and Furious, IRS Gate, all of it. And we finally get some of the emails, and it's Lois Lerner talking about how she's going to go after Republicans. Well, of course she did. You gave one tax exemption in the last 3+ years to a conservative group and over 10,000 Democrats. The power to tax is the power to destroy. They're just shutting off their competition. Power plants that aren't on the inside, you're off. Borders open. Special interest running rampant. Special interest exempt from Obamacare. It's outrageous. Now, in fairness, I'm not normally double-minded about things, and I guess that's why they say I've been a successful talk show host, is one aspect of it is you got to be clear, you got to be concise, and not a flip-flopper. And I'm not really a flip-flopper on this. It's just, I don't like casinos. I mean, you can see some good shows there. It's not that I dislike casinos themselves. I think gambling at an industrial level is a chump's game. I mean, if you go out to a football game with your friends, want to have a bet, whatever, like to play some poker, yeah, fine. It makes the game more interesting. But when you go into these rigged events and you go along with their system, I think it's an immoral business. I'm not judging you. You can do what you want. I'm a libertarian. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. So that's my biggest problem with Trump and some of his past activities. But we need to hold his feet to the fire, and it is pressure. You notice the Obama-Clinton operative Chuck Todd brought up, hey, conservatives say he might be a plant of the Clintons. And so then he goes after Hillary. Well, regardless, if we can make Trump, who's so popular, attack Hillary, and it helps give cover to other people to come out and attack her, because she's dangerous, then everybody can join in, and it's bye-bye Clintons. So I don't care how we get rid of them. They're a danger. They've been attacking the free press forever. It's disgusting. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's breakdown of Donald Trump. The video we're also going to tweet out at Real Alex Jones and ask folks their take on Paul Watson's analysis. Here it is.
Donald Trump is a stooge for Hillary Clinton. He's a plant. He's a ringer to sink the chances of Republican candidates who actually have a chance of defeating Hillary.
We're a bunch of fools, and we're being led by a fool.
Hillary has already been chosen by the political elite to be the next president. Trump has no chance of defeating Hillary. That's why he's been catapulted to become the front runner in the GOP race. Shortly before Trump announced his decision to run, he received a mysterious phone call from Bill Clinton.
I didn't get a phone call from Bill Clinton before I jumped in the race. Did any of you get a phone call from Bill Clinton? I didn't. Maybe it's because I hadn't given money to the foundation or donated to his wife's Senate campaign.
As The Hill's Brent Badowski writes, if that phone call was about how Trump could act as a spoiler for the GOP race, Clinton would have told Trump to do everything that he's done since. Personally attacking other GOP candidates, alienating Hispanics, drowning out the message of new and fresh candidates. Check, check, check. Now look at the polls. Even at the height of his popularity and while Clinton is under FBI investigation, Trump trails Hillary 36-48%. He's still way behind. Whereas other GOP candidates like Scott Walker are tied in a hypothetical head-to-head with Hillary, but they're not going to get a chance to take her on. Until recently, Trump praised the Clintons, his longtime personal friends, every chance he got.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years.
You support her?
I don't want to get into this because I'll get myself into trouble, but I just like her. I like her, and I like her husband. Hillary's always surrounded herself with very good people. I think Hillary would do a good job.
That's not surprising, given his generous donations to Clinton Senate campaigns and to the Clinton Foundation.
Actually, it was vintage Trump, you know. He has been, believe it or not, uncommonly nice to Hillary and me. He thought Hillary was a good senator for New York after 9/11.
Right.
And he's one of the many Republicans who supported our foundation before they got the memo.
Not only has Trump bankrolled Hillary, he's also supported Democrats like Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, and Anthony Weiner, amongst others. Now look at last night's debate. Everyone is attacking Fox News, calling them biased for baiting Trump. Really? Fox just gave Trump the opportunity to do what he does best, fire back with witty retorts and turn the whole spectacle into the Donald Trump show. Trump got way more talk time than anyone else, and more than double the time that Rand Paul got. Trump is the Teflon candidate. His support only increases when he's attacked. Megyn Kelly handing Trump the chance to make politically incorrect statements only boosted his populist street cred. Notice how Fox failed to nail Trump on his key weakness, the fact that he's flip-flopped on just about every issue imaginable.
Well, I'm very pro-life and feel strongly about it. I'm very pro-choice.
It was left to Carly Fiorina to call Trump out during the earlier debate that hardly anyone even watched.
Since he has changed his mind on amnesty, on health care, and on abortion, I would just ask, what are the principles by which he will govern?
And yes, in many ways, Trump is likable. He's a great public speaker. He makes populist statements that other politicians are afraid to say. But I think we've been down that road before, and it didn't turn out so good.
Yes, we can.
Trump's whole shtick is posing as an anti-establishment candidate. But his cozy relationship with the Clintons clearly suggests he's the opposite of that. And he's serving to eclipse the campaign of the only real anti-establishment candidate in the race, Rand Paul.
He buys and sells politicians of all stripes. He's already, he's already hedging his bet on the Clintons, okay? So if he doesn't run as a Republican, maybe he supports Clinton, or maybe he runs as an independent.
Okay.
But I'd say that he's already hedging his bets because he's used to buying politicians.
Well, Trump is also the only candidate who refuses to rule out going third party, just as Ross Perot's third party run in 1992 ended up helping, you guessed it, the Clintons. The message is clear for conservatives. If you want Hillary Clinton to become the next president, then carry on supporting Donald Trump.
How do we let him get away with it, folks?
The name of that video, produced last week from the Nightly News by Paul Watson, and it makes some really good points, obviously, is Donald Trump a Hillary plant? Well, clearly, criticism on that point has made him come out more hardcore now. And people change their views over time. And I understand he wants to set up casinos in New York. He had to cozy up to Hillary Clinton. That said, I don't know how he's pro-life now when 10 years ago he was very pro-choice. See, I'd believe it if 10 years ago he was like, I don't know, I see women's right, but it's also the unborn. We ought to ban partial birth, but keep it until, you know, in the first trimester. Then I'd believe he's become more conservative. He's very slick, he's very confident, and right now it doesn't really matter because he is piling on hurting the Clintons and promoting tax cuts. The big question is, will he drop out later or run third party and deliver it to Hillary? Well, will that matter if she's been indicted? And she's being hurt by all this. She's been involved in dozens and dozens of cover-ups, but finally, it really has an effect. There's more an air of impeachment than there was back when we were trying to impeach Clinton in the late 90s. And people are just so sick of Hillary. They're so sick of the Clintons. They're so sick of the Bushes. This is not the climate to run these dinosaurs, and I think the establishment understands this is not going to fly. So I think there's some major reshuffling going on behind the scenes with different power groups, and we're going to see some major changes. But I think there's a very good chance that Hillary may recede into the shadows if she's lucky. I think 85-90% chance this is the end of the Clintons as we know it. We'll find out from Larry Nichols coming up in the next hour. And we'll get into the economy. Huge news on that front. Doomsday clock for global market crash strikes 1 minute to midnight. That's the London Telegraph. A lot of top experts will look at that and things to do to try to stop it or mitigate it. Briefly, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com is unlike any Nation Iodine out there. It's deep earth crystal source, totally pure, you know, 9999, and it's what the body needs to block out the bad halogens like fluoride, bromine, chlorine that our environment is just saturated in. And what it's done for me and my family has been nothing less than revolutionary. It's the flagship product of InfoWarsLife.com, and we have it back in stock, available, ready to ship today to your family. Try it out. It's a few drops in water a day. Consult with your physician, and within a few weeks, you should start the detox. And then after that, it's just amazing response. My skin health, my stamina, my energy, it's truly amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield Nation Ion X2. You can read the reviews by folks like Jay in Bronx, New York. He says, I recommend this product to everyone. After I started taking it, it was like I woke up from a dream.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.